السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we present to you lesson number 2259 of our daily Nasiha and advice. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on the fourth of Rajab. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه reports the master عليه الصلاة والسلام said من عاد مريضا whosoever visits the sick nights a weekend. So if we know people are sick in our town or family members or whoever, that is permissible to visit, so go and visit them also when they are sick. نادى مناد من السماء. The announcement is made from the skies. The angels are making the announcement. You are going. Tibta wa taba mamshak. Your going there is a sign of goodness of your heart. And your walking there is a sign that every step you take, you're going to get reward. So now we go with our vehicles, with our cars, petrol, diesel, whatever. So every liter, mashallah, we get so much reward. 70,000 angels make dua for us when we go and visit the sick. So if we go daytime till the evening, the whole night they'll make dua. And if we go evening time, the whole day also they'll make dua. So it shows that how Allah Ta'ala's mercy, and in Abu Dawood is mentioned that we must go in the state of hudu. See today what they are telling us. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us all this 1400 years ago. When you go there, give out charity on behalf of the people who are sick. Da'wu mardakum bi sadaqa. Give out one type of dawa and charity, and that is in cash or kind, give anybody. Bi sadaqa, give out charity, the hadith in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. So yeah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Ibn Majah's hadith, that every step of yours is tayyib, and you will be rewarded handsomely, optimum reward. وَتَبَوَّعْتَ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلًا. And you receive, and you have like reserved a seat in Jannat. Subhanallah. Imagine Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the only mercy to the entire creation and universe from the creation of Almighty Allah. So he is giving us the glad tidings. And Almighty Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. So when we go there, then tell the sick person, La ba'sa, don't worry, tahurun insha'Allah, it's a blessing in disguise, our sins are getting forgiven, give them hope and give them courage and so forth, tell them you're looking better, put your hand on their forehead, the man to man, women to women, and you must remember, spend little bit time there, not long, takfiful julusi min as-sunnah, there to sit little while is sunnah, not for hours and hours. Likewise, we go to hospital or clinic, so then the people, the nurses, doctors, they complain the way we behave and the way we carry on there. What a record we kick up. All this does not behove a Muslim. Remember, we must show our adab, our etiquettes everywhere. We are representing Islam and we are the ambassadors of Islam. So people look at us and they wonder that how can people behave in such a manner. And then inshallah, we make dua for them. Allah Jalla Wala give them complete shifa. Tell them to make dua. When they make dua for you, ta'umminul malaika ala du'aihi. The angels are making ameen, ameen on the sick person's dua. So many lessons for us to learn. May Almighty Allah grant all those who are ill and sick shifa kamil. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullah.